Now for our main story. It seems as though J.D. Irving isn't a fan of amalgamation. Four massive parcels of land that belong to the forestry giant have quietly been removed from the future Entity 40, the amalgamated municipality which is being created by the province of New Brunswick. The change was noticed during the process for mapping out the municipal election wards of the new entity. We reported on that process yesterday, telling you about the decision to shrink a proposed Sackville ward and leave it as a single ward that will elect four representatives. What we didn't notice about the map at the time were major changes to the outer boundary of Entity 40. Those changes were noticed by Sackville resident Sharon Hicks, who alerted town councillors and media. Entity 40 still stretches northward through Midgick up to border with Beaubassin East, but now large tracts of land have been shaved off the outer boundary to the east and west. The new shape of the Entity 40 border matches the shape of J.D. Irving property lines in many spots, making it highly likely that the changes were made with the properties in mind. The land in question is all listed as timberland on New Brunswick's property registry and includes 4,800 hectares in the Midgick area, 7,100 hectares in the Cookeville area, 4,600 hectares in the Cobourg-Port Elgin area, and 89 hectares stretching from Memramcook East to Lake Byrne. Some of the parcels extend beyond the original border of Entity 40, and there are no electors listed on the parcels. Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud told council that the advisory committee he sits on with Deputy Mayor Andrew Black and six other representatives first heard of the border changes at a meeting last week on March 3rd. Michaud also said that, as he understood it, Chad Peters would be raising the issue with the province, and the advisory committee was asking that land be returned to Entity 40.
There was a couple of, I think it was pointed out by a resident, but also it was pointed out at the end of our meeting, advisory meeting, that there are two parcels of land at the kind of northern part of Entity 40 that will go into a more of a rural, I can't remember what they call it, a rural community or... So there's been discussion by the advisory, a few emails exchanged back and forth, and my understanding from Mr. Peters that that's been now raised through to the province again as the fact that that should, you know, be remain included within the entity, and we'll discuss that more at our next advisory committee meeting. So,
Councillor Sabine Dietz asked for more information about what Chad Peters told the committee, and here's that exchange with Dietz, Michaud, and Deputy Mayor Andrew Black.
So you didn't get any reason for those cuts? I mean, apart from me really needing to point out how absurd this is that we get told right at the start that it's, and we've asked for a change to those boundaries from the start, and we didn't get it, and all of a sudden pieces are cut out of our entity. So what was the reason?
Deputy Mayor Black, I guess, and I don't know if I'm, my understanding of it, that these areas were not, like there was no population in them, they weren't developed areas. It'd be similar to how the quarry and Calhoun was not included, because it would have been in the scope as well. They kind of looked at it as more of, I can't remember the word that Mr. Peters had used in regards to why they annexed that. Did you want to add to that, Deputy Mayor?
I can't remember the exact term he used either, and he may not have used a term, but he said that that those two parcels of land were, like the mayor had said, were undeveloped. Not only that, but it didn't look like they could be developable. So it seemed a little loose of an argument, honestly. But yeah, we just found out at that advisory committee meeting that those pieces of land were removed by the province. Mr. Peters didn't seem to have a solid answer as to why, but he did say that this is going on in multiple entities across the province as well, that there are pieces of land being removed and put in rural communities or rural districts.
Rural districts is what it's called.
By the province.
The change in the outer boundary of Entity 40 comes about 2.5 months after the province finalized amalgamation boundaries and told municipalities the decisions were final. That's something Dietz pointed out to council on Monday.
Why it's outrageous is because we are told things are set in stone and then they change. And things are being made up on the spot. I mean, if I would go back to some of our conversations, it was very clear. We were very clearly told no. No changes. I remember both of you, or Deputy Mayor Black saying, nope, we were told no changes. And all of a sudden, wow, there's changes possible. But when changes are based on not democratically elected people, then I'm not surprised. So I would really like us as a town, as council, to make a really strong statement about this. And I would really like to see a letter go to the minister and the deputy minister on this, because that is not how you deal with it.
Dietz also told council she had concerns over the removal of resource lands from Entity 40 based on difficulties experienced elsewhere with resource-intense land use.
To me, this is just unbelievable because it just follows that ad hoc process that makes no sense, telling us things that are not true and then turning around and doing something that they can't even explain. Excuse me? So I would really like for our advisory committee members to bring back an answer on why exactly, even though I know that it's probably not the truth, but at least get an answer on that one.
At the end of the public meeting, during question period, CHMA asked if there were concerns over the province removing any ability for local government regulation in the timberland areas now abutting Entity 40. Here's CIO Jamie Burke answering that question.
Well, I guess in terms of future regulation, that will ultimately be up to the province. The province can introduce regulations as part of the land use planning pillar within the white paper. There are going to be fundamental changes to land use planning across the province. So they will introduce statements of public interest that will protect potentially resource land, if that is one of the themes that they look to introduce. The province can also introduce their own regulatory regime if they want in those areas. And they're also going to be introducing regional planning. So regional planning will, in all likelihood, involve more than just Entity 40 in some type of coordinated way. Whether or not those rural districts fall into that will be yet to be seen. But I wouldn't say that just because they're out of Entity 40 doesn't mean they may necessarily be off the hook from an entire regulatory-free environment.
That was CAO Jamie Burke speaking at Council Monday night. The province has removed large parcels of land belonging to J.D. Irving from Entity 40, making a substantial change to the municipal boundary about 2.5 months after it finalized those boundaries. Before we leave you today, at last night's council meeting, Mayor Sean Michaud took a moment to acknowledge the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the suffering going on there now. Here's Mayor Michaud starting off Monday's meeting right after his usual Indigenous land acknowledgement.
You know, as the Russian invasion into Ukraine unfolds, SAFO stands in solidarity with the people of Ukraine and our own Ukrainian-Canadian community here in town. On behalf of our town council, we share your sorrow and stand in solidarity with you and your loved ones in Ukraine. We've taken some simple measures, such as lighting town hall in blue and yellow and displaying the Ukrainian flag on our Civic Center sign to show our support to Ukrainians here in a way. In fact, a Ukrainian flag has been ordered to raise at town hall as well. So it tells you something when you can't secure a flag, how much people are thinking of the folks, our Ukrainian neighbors and the folks in Ukraine. The town is supporting a community donation drive for items to be sent to Ukraine. A list of suggested items is posted on our website, and donations can be dropped off at the second floor reception area. We've also provided some suggested organizations for monetary donations, such as the Red Cross. And let's just say, since Friday, since those boxes went out into the lobby, I looked tonight and they are filling up fast. So thank you, everyone, and keep our neighbors and keep our fellow Sackvillians and keep the folks in Ukraine in our minds and our hearts as they struggle through what they're struggling through right now.
That's Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud. The bins at Town Hall are indeed filling up with all manner of donations to be shipped off to Ukraine. People can drop things off on the second floor of Town Hall. For monetary donations, locals with Ukrainian connections have recommended the Ukrainian Club of Moncton and the Canadian Red Cross Ukraine effort.